Shalom Aleichem, it is day 44 of Sefirat HaOmer. We are in chapter 9 of Sotah, Mishnah 12, Yud Bet, Mishemetu Nevi'im Rishonim, from the passing of the first prophets. Now, the first prophets are the ones who lived in the first temple era. There were still prophets at the beginning of the second temple era. The Bar-Nur explains this as Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. In that generation, there were still some Nevi'im, but they weren't the first temple era Nevi'im, Botlu, Urim, V'tumim. So there was no more Urim or Tumim after the first temple era prophets were gone. Now, Rashi in Shmot chapter 28 explains the Urim V'tumim is like a piece of parchment which has a secret name of Hashem on it, and what it does is it lights up the stones or the letters in the stones of the Choshen Mishpat. So it goes inside the Choshen Mishpat, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and they would ask questions of national import to the Urim V'tumim, and the letters would light up, and the Kohen Gadol would interpret what they would say. One interesting example our sages bring is when Eli, the high priest, the Kohen, saw Hannah praying for a child. This is before Hannah had Shmuel, so the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. The letters lit up for him, but the letters were Shikura, which means drunk. So he thought she was drunk because she was mumbling her tefillah. He couldn't hear anything come out of her mouth. And really, it meant kishera. She's a kosher woman. She's praying for a child. Or kisara. She's barren like Sarah Imenu, and she's davening to have a child. Now, the Mishnah goes on. It's especially poignant the day after Yom Yerushalayim, when we're celebrating Yerushalayim, Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, from when the temple was destroyed, Batal HaShamir. The Shamir was no longer accessible. Now, the Shamir is some sort of, it seems to be a living organism, a very tiny one. It's described in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf 68, and the Gemara in Sota, Daf 48, and it's something very tiny, the size of a barley corn, and it's extremely hard in that it can cut into very hard items, but it doesn't actually remove any material. So it was used for certain stones in the base of Mikdash, the stones of the Choshen Mishpat, which have to have letters engraved on them without actually diminishing the stone. So apparently it could chisel into or break into rock without actually removing any of the substance of the rock. And they used to keep it in a lead vessel, so perhaps there was some sort of radiation source associated with the Shamir. The Mishnah adds Venofit Sufim and the very special kind of thick honey they also couldn't have anymore. It's interesting, in the Gemara, Sota, Daf 48, Rabbi Ami adds the Rechev Barzel, the iron chariot, or perhaps you would say the automobile. There's some sort of Mesura, perhaps Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, being very wise, had devised some sort of internal combustion engine for his chariots, and they didn't have that anymore. The Mishnah also notes at this point, Pasku Anshe Amana, people of pure faith, ceased to be found. Shenemar Hoshia Hashem ki gemar chasid. It says in Tehillim, chapter 12 of Psalms, Hashem, save us because we don't have the chasidim, the pious people, the people of pure faith. So it used to be we would depend on the merits of the tzaddikim and the chasidim, those of the temple era, but without those people, we have only Hashem to rely on. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, he adds, Miyom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash, from the day the temple was destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klala. Every day has something wrong with it. There's no perfect days. There's some sort of curse in every day. Lo yorad atal livrucha. The dew will come, but it doesn't bring a bracha. It doesn't water the crops enough. Nitel tam haperot. And we don't have the taste of fruits anymore. Meaning there's less flavor in the fruits. And it could be quite literally. And it could also mean without the temple giving spiritual inner life to the Jewish people, the physical enjoyments are not so enjoyable. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af nitol shomen aper. Rabbi Yossi adds, it's not only the flavor, the smell, the aroma, it's even the sustenance, the nutrition, sort of the fat of the perot is also lacking. The Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah 13, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, and this is the grandson of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he adds, hatahira notla et hata'am vetareach. He says the end of keeping things pure, keeping things tahor, also took away the taste and the pleasant aroma of the fruits, meaning when the Jewish people were very careful to be with Tahara, not letting things get contaminated. Some people even ate their chulin, their regular produce, with stringencies associated with truma and miser. So when people stopped being so careful, then the fruit was less enjoyable. And Hamaisrot, when people stopped being careful with tithing, notlu et shomen hadogan, the richness of the grain was also taken. The Bartnura brings, it's actually a pasuk in Bamidbar chapter 18, verse 12. It says it's that Truma and Meiser is like the richness and the fatness of the produce. So if people aren't careful with Truma and Meiser, then the produce itself is lacking. Chachamim Amri, the other sages say, Haznut v'kshafim kilu et hakol. They don't disagree, they agree, and they add that harlotry and witchcraft ended everything, ended all of the good things that existed in the time of the Second Temple. And as we've seen, when harlotry became, unfortunately, adultery became more common due to outside influences, they had to stop relying on the Sota ritual, as we've seen recently. And simply, our sages learn out in the Gemara that harlotry brings about famine and a lack of bread. And witchcraft also is denying that Hashem runs the world, and it also shows that people really wanted to take revenge. You know, they wanted to use voodoo or spells, you know, even if these things didn't really work, but they wanted to use methods to harm other people. So Hashem should help us to restore our Achdut, restore our Beis HaMikdash, our Holy Temple in Yerushalayim, and restore the proper taste and sustenance of our food. Yashar Kochachem, Zay Gesund.